black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
What's good, guys? Good evening and welcome to another edition of the podcast. This is Black Helicopter News and I'm your host, Raven Blackheart, aka President Zen One. And today is January 21st, 2022. And this is our first episode of the new year. And I'm very happy to be here with you. That being said, we're broadcasting pre-recorded live from our new Wall Township, New Jersey Central Command Station. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about mass formation psychosis and much, much more. But before we get started, I just want to take a moment to reiterate how grateful I am to each and every listener and thank you. We are the Black Helicopter Nation. And also, we are no longer on Twitter or Facebook anymore. But you can find us on Getter at President Zen One. I haven't posted anything yet, but that's our new social media home. If you're interested in following us, that would be greatly appreciated because we are in an info war and we have to keep spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked because the globalists are in full attack mode right now and every transmission could be our last. The Democrats want to outlaw all opposition to their death cult system by labeling them
domestic terrorists.
This is happening right now, and we have to stop them while we still have a chance. And that's what we're trying to do here with this podcast. We're trying to wake people up so they can drink from the fountain of knowledge. And on a side note, but here's how I know how this plandemic, how it's all just a big farce. It's a bureaucracy game. That's what this is.
COVID-19 is nothing more than
a bureaucracy game. Because if one cannot provide written documentation as proof that you have the China virus, then you have to come into work. Even if you physically know that you are sick, that you might have it, even though they're selling over-the-counter COVID rapid antigen tests, but that's not proof enough? Apparently not. So then what's the fucking point of the rapid antigen test if it's not considered valid proof? No, they want you to go to the state, get put into a database for having it, allow yourself to be tracked, and who knows, if some legislation pops up and it says, hey, we got to throw you in a green zone, we got to throw you in a concentration camp, oh, well, check the database. We got to see where to go get these guys. So I just think that this is really a bureaucratic game, a bureaucratic scam. So then what's the point of the rapid antigen tests? Just to make Big Pharma more money? Just to create another product to make money off of? Useless product. And then people will say, well, how do you know it's accurate? Well, I don't know. Big fucking Pharma is the one that said this thing exists and that we have to buy it. Well, then why is it on the fucking market if it's not accurate? Why? That's a form of medical misinformation. Perpetrated by the establishment. So I guess what I'm trying to say in summary is, so if the tests are inaccurate, and if it's okay for me to go to work while I'm sick, because I don't have written documentation to prove that I am sick, then why are we continuing this pandemic? Then why are we listening to Dr. Fauci? Why? Exactly. We'll be right back.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Merely a...
I'm a conservative Jew, so I guess that makes me such a dangerous person.
Spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked.
It's going to do something terrible like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
Said that they deem our content and our brand unfit.
Is the right to be, do, and say whatever you want. It's about freedom of expression.
I'm a journalist, and the left not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype.
They can say whatever they think, and I respect their constitutional right to do it. I hope they respect my
Today is the beginning of the shoot era of Black Helicopter News. The only way to have fun is to take the gloves off. Screw it. If I offend them? Oh well. What I am going to do is call it down the line every single week. I love conspiracies. I love talking shit. So damn it, I'm not giving up the podcast. Hell no. I'm doubling down and going the other way. Bring it on. Psychosis theory spreads COVID misinformation. Right, this on CNET.com. The term is making rounds online, but it isn't based on factual medical information. It's bunk. This is written by Oscar Gonzalez. Hey, Oscar, are you a doctor? Anyway, so, and it says the medical sounding phrase is being used by conspiracy theorists and people opposed to COVID-19 vaccines to describe what they view as strange behavior. They have strange in quotes. Strange behavior, such as standing in long lines to get tested and getting a COVID shot. The term started gaining attention in December when Dr. Malone, vocal opponent of the vaccines, and refers, and I love how they say refers to himself as the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. He pretty much is. If you check all the documents, and we have the documents, and suggested that there was a type of hypnosis happening across the globe. CNET, the establishment, the propaganda arms of Big Pharma, mainstream media, are saying that it's an idea presented by one person to explain what he views as illogical behavior by governments and individuals during the pandemic. And it's been picked up and spread by people who go against the narrative, who disagree with them, who disagree with the establishment and this medical tyranny that's here. Yeah, this is straight garbage right here. The article goes on to try to convince you that it's not a real thing. So they say they wanna point out that Malone only refers to himself as the inventor of mRNA vaccines. Because in 1989, he wrote an important paper about developing them, but this doesn't make him their creator. Anyway, I can't look at this garbage anymore.
Hey,
the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
selecting
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything in the mailbag today, but do you have a question or comment for WBHN NJ? Leave us a voicemail and it may get played on the air. Call 1-732-807-5574 to leave your message for us here at the podcast. We always look forward to comments, questions, and what have you from literally all over the world. And we enjoy hearing what you have to say. So give us a call at 1-732-807-5574.
All right, and we're back. So next up, we're going to talk about our topic for the day, mass formation psychosis. So recently, Dr. Robert Malone went on Joe Rogan, and he was recently banned from Twitter, so he's canceled. So he went on Joe Rogan and broke the internet, and apparently everyone wants to cancel Joe Rogan now and get him off Spotify, the outrage mob, these woketards. And we got a clip of that right here, so let's play that real quick.
When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it. And then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis. They literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere.
Yeah, the man sounds pretty level-headed, and I don't know. I don't know why this is breaking the internet and making people's heads explode. This is somebody giving a counter argument to the narrative that's being pushed by mainstream media. This is on rwmalonemd.substack.com. The article is titled Mass Formation Psychosis. This was published December 9th, 2021 by Robert W. Malone, MD. So I'll read some segments of it, comment on it, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to put the link to this Substack in the show notes so you can read it in its entirety. I'm going to put the link in there. You can check this article out. It's not too big of a read. So, all right, let's jump into the article. Most of what I've learned about mass psychosis theory has come from Dr. Matthias Desmet, who realized that this form of mass hypnosis of the madness of crowds can account for strange phenomena about 20 to 30% of the population in the Western world. Becoming entranced with the noble lies and dominant narrative concerning the safety and effectiveness of the genetic vaccines, and both propagated and enforced by politicians, science, scientific bureaucrats, pharmaceutical companies, and legacy media. What one observes with the mass hypnosis is that a large fraction of the population is completely unable to process new scientific data and facts demonstrating that they have been misled about the effectiveness and adverse impacts of mandatory mask use, lockdowns, and genetic vaccines that cause people's bodies to make large amounts of the spike protein. These hypnotized are unable to recognize the lies and misrepresentations they're being bombarded with on a daily basis. Yeah. Reuters is the propaganda arm of Pfizer. Just think of all the news that Pfizer is greenlighting and censoring. That's why we need independent media more than ever, because they will actively attack anyone who has the audacity to share information that contradicts their propaganda. And they're causing a lot of anguish, sorrow, and pain for people with families, friendship circles all torn apart during this. A brief overview of mass formation, which was developed by Dr. Matthias Desmet, who is a psychologist and statistician in Belgium. So when he says mass, quote unquote mass formation, you could think of this as the equivalent to crowd, the crowds of people. So crowd psychosis. The conditions that set up this psychosis, this form of psychosis, include lack of social connectedness due to lockdowns, for example, and sense-making, a lack of sense-making. They can't make sense of this. Everything's crazy, you know what I mean? So I'm paraphrasing here. And so large amounts of anxiety and aggression. And when they are continuously funneled a nonstop stream of just pure propaganda, of pure narrative that is coming from the mainstream media, it's creating a constant fear, basically. With the 24 hours news cycle, it's creating a constant sense of anxiety. How could you dispute that? And when it's about a singular subject, it becomes almost like a singular mind between the crowd, and it allows them to forget about their own problems, you know, avoiding personal mental anguish, and focus all thought and energy on this new thing, this new topic. He says object. And then when this happens, the entire group, the entire crowd will become connected to each other more. They bond together. They're all on the same page, basically. And their mindset is narrowed and unable to consider alternative points of view. And their leaders can do no wrong. Like Fauci, he can do no wrong. And left unabated, a society under the spell of mass formation will support a totalitarian governance capable of unthinkable atrocities to maintain compliance. And that's what you can see in some of the tyrannical places across the world right now, such as China, Australia, Canada, Israel. It's just disgusting, the criminal level that these tyrants be usurping power from the people. It's a tyrant will always find a pretext to enact their tyranny, is basically what I'm trying to say. And with this pandemic, you have a pretext. And as you can see, in places like disgusting Australia, they're treating their people like shit. And once you're wrapped up into this mass formation, once you're wrapped up into this big phenomenon, you can't use reason to break free of group narrative. Because if you could, all it would take would be listening to a few alternative points of view. But no, they will have none of that. It's the group narrative or nothing. And they got to be silenced. And the main example is Germany in the 30s and 40s. Studies suggest that mass formation follows a general distribution, 30% brainwashed, hypnotized, indoctrinated by the group narrative, 40% in the middle are persuadable and may follow if no worthy alternative is perceived, and 30% fight against the narrative. Those that rebel and fight become the enemy of the brainwashed and a primary target of aggression. One of the best ways to counter this is for those against the narrative to continue to speak out against it. It'll help break the hypnosis of some. And that's all you can do, is hope to get the majority. Dr. Desmet suggests that for something as big as COVID-19, the only way to break the mass formation psychosis is to give the crowd something bigger to focus on. And he believes that totalitarianism may be the bigger issue. Of course, after COVID-19, global totalitarianism may be the biggest issue of our time. Like I said, as you can see in so many countries across the globe. And to dovetail this and end the last thing I wanted to talk about, and the last thing is you got to learn to let go sometimes. Like, let's say, you know, you want to try to help. You want to try to awaken. You might want to try to bring over as many people in that 40% that are persuadable to fight against the narrative. But not all 40% of them are going to be able to be saved. The health ranger was talking about this the other day. You know, sometimes some people can't be saved, and you can't, you can't waste your time trying to convince somebody that is hard-headed. It's as simple as that. You know, you could drag a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. We're going to end the show with this clip by the health ranger.
We will have to let go of people whom we may even care for. Friends, family members, coworkers, even siblings, children. People that you care for, you love them, you want them to survive, you have compassion for them because you're a real human being. But they have fallen for the Satanism and demonism of the left, and they think you're evil and you're crazy, and they think you're an insurrectionist or a terrorist or whatever, because they're all in with the death cult of the vaccines and the hospital homicide and the ventilators and Biden regime death cult system. You can't save them all, because you got to remember that a lot of these leftists, they are death cult members who, frankly, they enjoy self-destruction. They want to destroy themselves. They want to die. They're all about self-annihilation, which is why they like to murder their own babies, you know, kill their offspring and so on. And a lot of them are into body mutilations, which is why they do all this out-picturing, you know, demon tattoos and all the piercings, which is body mutilation. And they'll even do genitalia piercings, and it's why they're into mutilating the genitalia of children to make them infertile and all these kinds of things. This is all the left. These are all Democrats, you know, for almost entirely. It's truly demonic. Well, you're not going to be able to save these people. Some people would rather self-annihilate, and that's where they are. So, in fact, you kind of have to honor their wishes of self-destruction by allowing them to destroy themselves.
Muted.